I took your approach and thought, you know what? I'm going to come with questions. So I was kind of cooking up some questions before we started. Cooking up. Cooking. That's the theme. Roll the intro.
Tony Stark built this in a cave with scrap.
What's up, ladies? I can't believe they let us have phones in prison.
Well, sir, I'm no Tony Stark.
Welcome to I Was Asking You. This is the show where we go and find questions, have an answer, give an answer. My name is Preston. Across from me, we got.
And my name is Carter, and we got a new intro song. I was pretty stoked about that. A little beatboxing action from Prestonian, so I'm excited for them to get a whiff of that. It honestly sounds like our production budget went way down in the trash, but
yeah, and you'd think, you know, if you don't have the budget, sure, just reuse the old song.
Yeah.
But turns out I decided to freestyle it on that one. In that time, I found two questions. Lickety split.
Good, because I was bluffing. I didn't actually come with the questions. So.
Dang it. Oh, I came up with them so fast, too. I was so proud.
All right. You came up with the questions while we were talking and while you were beatboxing?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. Good ones.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let me see if I can do the same.
Question number one.
Okay, go ahead.
You're trapped in the snow with a 2-liter bottles filled with sodium chloride and a cooked chicken. You're 53 miles away, uphill and downhill from survival. Uphill is a town, down a survival kit. What's your next move? Keep in mind the theme is cooking.
Okay, you have, what do they say, hydrogen peroxide?
You have sodium chloride.
Okay, what is that?
I think it's just salt. I think it's just table salt.
Yeah, okay.
NaCl, yeah.
Okay, so they wanted to sound fancy. And say sodium chloride instead of just salt. So you got salt and some chicken breast on you.
And you're 53 miles away uphill.
53, that's a specific number.
Yeah, and 53 miles away downhill as well. Uphill's escaping, I guess. Downhill survival. Oh, uphill's a town. Okay, so yeah, that's escaping. That's escaping. Downhill's survival. So I guess they're saying, you know, it'd be easier to go down 53 miles. What's in our survival kit anyways? You know, what yeah, some Band-Aids? That's not going to help you.
Was it a couple ounces of Kool-Aid and a Snickers bar?
Yeah, a freeze-dried potato. That's not going to get you very far. You got 106 miles uphill to go now. So definitely not downhill. That's out of here. So you got to go 53 miles uphill. That's possible. I mean, you did 30 miles through the woods just for the fun of it with zero cooked chicken.
Or Kool-Aid or table salt. So. Yeah.
Well, I guess you did have a few dozen, like, of those goo things and maybe, like, a couple gallons of water.
Yeah, I had a Camelback on me, sure. And then I drank all my buddy's Camelback and all his stuff, too. But that's neither here nor there. I would definitely head north. I don't know about north. Up. I'd go up.
Yep.
Uphill. Yep. Towards the people. Because if you go down, then you have to go up 106 miles. That sounds pretty rough. Is it lightning? Is it raining where you are?
Yeah, it's a little stormy back there. You see some lightning in the background?
Yeah, I saw some lightning in the background. Yeah. That's pretty sick.
This could be nice for the video watchers of this podcast.
Which is, unfortunately, there's not a lot of them.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't post the video.
There's not even a lot of listeners anymore. Well, it just seems like our whole podcast is kind of in shambles right now, and we're scrambling. Scrambling! Cooking!
Back to the theme. Thank goodness. That was getting dark. Okay, so all you have is salt and chicken. Cooked chicken. Cooked chicken. I think he's suggesting here that it's going to take a while to go uphill. You have to add the salt to the chicken, yada, yada. I think you could get away with 53 miles in like 2 days. You don't even need food for 2 days, although you're going to be burning a lot of calories. You're probably going to want some. I say scarf that chicken down, dump the salt, dump the extra weight, and go towards town.
So actually, and I'm sure you're aware of this, you just have some strategy that I'm not thinking, but salt is actually really good and important for you to prevent cramping. So what's your strategy with ditching the salt? Are you trying to make it harder where it's a more mental workout and you're going to experience those cramps and then going to have to go deep into your mind, the recesses of your mind to push yourself? Or
I think you got to power through the cramps and to save the water, because this guy doesn't say you have any water at all. So downing salt to avoid cramps, I think that's going to really hit you in the rear end, in the tuchus, if you will.
Ooh, and not the good kind?
Yeah, it's going to bite you.
So I was thinking, maybe instead of eating the chicken and ditching the salt, maybe you combine the two, okay, make a nice little appetizing meal, but you don't eat it yourself, okay? You use it as a trap. Little hook and bait action, okay? You lure in a 350-pound grizzly bear.
Okay.
Which is actually, doesn't sound too big, so it's actually kind of a little baby grizzly. Maybe it's in its teenage years. And so it's vulnerable.
A teen grizzly, it's insecure, it's vulnerable.
Yep, probably distracted on Instagram, whatever. And so you sneak up behind it while it's going for that chicken. You take a swing at its collarbone, and you take it out. Then you have 350 pounds of meat on you. You use that as bait. Then what can you catch with that?
Swinging at its collarbone. Have you ever swung at a? I just think you're gonna piss it off. I think this is not a good plan here.
Well, you swing hard, so you knock it out.
Okay. Wow, you must be working out more than I thought. So you think you could take out this bear, and then you don't think the 350 pounds of meat is enough. You want more meat. You want more.
Well, like you said, you don't know how steep this track's going to take, and you might as well make yourself at home. Make yourself comfortable and being in the wilderness. I say, now I'm starting to change my strat. Don't go up. Don't go down. Stay where you are, okay? Enjoy it for a little while, right?
Set up camp.
Smell the roses.
Kill as many large game animals as you can. Store them with the salt of the sodium chloride, 2 liters you have.
Yeah. And soon you'll become the apex predator in whatever mountain you found yourself in.
Have you ever eaten meat that was just preserved in salt for like weeks?
I don't think I've had meat preserved in salt for weeks. Have you?
I think I've tried it once or twice, and I don't remember it being very good. It's pretty salty. I guess that's not surprising, but all right, cool. I think we answered that. Next question.
You want me to take it away from here?
Yeah, you got one?
Yeah, I got one. So where did he go?
Go ahead and track that sucker down.
Yeah, where did that one go that I just had? So I thought I could get one while I was stalling. I was stalling, and I couldn't find one. How do you say, can you cook breakfast in simplified Chinese? Let's get a broad view of this, okay? So say you're visiting China, right?
Okay, I'm on board.
Who knows how much salt they have? Who knows what they do with their meat? You want a nice, nicely cooked breakfast.
Okay.
But you don't speak the language.
Right. I'm probably walking into a place that looks like a breakfast place, and just pointing at something on the menu at random and just, you know, going with that. Because I don't know a lick of Chinese. And hopefully they'll just kind of nod their head. I'll put a 20 on the table and they'll serve me up something.
Well, so I think they have the Chinese dong.
Sorry. Sorry, what?
The dong, I believe. They don't have U.S. currency.
You're saying their currency is dong?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard that. I guess I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Is it the dong?
You're uncultured swine. Oh, it's the dong.
No way it's called the dong.
Yeah. You want to fact check me?
Not really. Well, sure. I guess for podcast sake, just for everybody at home, name
this is right.
Chinese currency. It's renminbi.
Uh-huh, a.k.a. the dong, right?
Okay.
D-O-N-G,
Chinese dong. That's what the locals call it. It's like kind of how we call it cold hard cash instead of the U.S. dollar.
They call it cold hard dong. Not to be confused with cold hard dung. That is different.
Okay, got it. That's what they call their pennies. Cool. So how do you get this cold hard dong?
Well, if you're trying to get cold hard dong, you have to provide either a product or service. Okay? So now we get to choose, kind of set up shop. What business do we want to start overseas? Okay, there's options. It would be nice to settle in, get to know the culture, identify a problem, bing, bada, boom, bop.
Yeah.
Henceforth, become the middleman. And then once we become the middleman and establish dominance in that sector, we can laterally expand, right? We can take the production side and we can take the distribution side. Then we're not the middleman. We're just a fully grown 800-pound man stomping wherever we want, wherever we please.
Sure.
Getting dongs left and right.
Okay. So horizontal integration is your answer. I think you expanded a little bit too much on this because all they were asking is how to get breakfast in China. And now you're talking about launching a full-scale business. Let's assume you already have a few dongs to your name. Okay, how are you just acquiring a nice little early morning meal?
Okay, you got a few. Well, I do prefer my answer, but say you already have a business going, you already got a few dong to your name, good for you. Then what you want to do is you want to learn the language, and you want to do it quick because you're hungry. Okay, you woke up, you're starving. You haven't eaten in 29 days. You've been starting this business, and now you got all this dong, but you're ready to get a nice, nicely cooked meal.
Sure.
So what do you do?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you do?
I think I already gave the answer. I said point at the menu. You don't need to learn the language. Well, that'd be optimal, but you're out of time at this point. You're hungry. Just point and just go with whatever they have. And, you know, a lot of people speak English as their second language. I think more people speak English in China than in the United States, just because they have a bigger population and it's a very common second language. So you're actually probably going to be fine.
Did you say more people speak English in China than they do in the United States?
Yes.
There's more English speakers in China than there are in the United States.
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive because they have like triple or quadruple our population, and I think like 60 to 70% of their people speak English.
And are there also more Chinese speakers in the United States than there are in China?
No. It's not it doesn't go vice versa, if you will. We probably like 5% of our population speaks Mandarin or Chinese of some sort.
Well, that seems kind of unfair.
Well, that's why we're getting beat in this world economy. I mean, can we talk about this for a second?
Yes, please. I don't think we talk about world economics enough.
Yeah. Well, that's all I really have to say, actually. I don't know much about the politics of world leaders and economies and such. Let me just fact check what I just said to see if it is accurate.
This is a fact checking episode.
It seems...
Were you bluffing?
It seems I may have been bluffing. That's not correct. They have 10 million English-speaking people.
And how many English speakers do we have in the United States?
About 316 million.
So you had your two little cards in your hand. You said you had a flush, maybe a full house, and then you show your cards. You had a pair of deuces.
Queen yeah. Wait, hold on. Maybe this is a hack website. This is Wikipedia, so you don't know what kind of hacks could be editing this. Shoot. Okay. Well,
the number's getting lower.
Yeah. Well, in India, 128 million people speak English. So maybe go there and get breakfast.
Okay, that's an answer. So instead of going to your local Chinese restaurant establishment, go fly over to India. Well, why not fly over to America at that point? Just fly back home.
Sure. Yeah, go home. Pakistan actually is the next highest English-speaking country after India, 108 million. Oh, maybe this is what the stat was. More people speak English in India than they do in the United Kingdom, because I don't think that's what the stat was, but that's true. 128 million in India and only 62 million in the UK. So get wrecked on that one.
Thank you for sharing that fact.
No problem. This is a fact-checking episode. Wanted to make sure everybody gets the facts. Welcome to the fact-check segment. This week, Nigeria has more English speakers than the Philippines. Thanks for tuning in. Next question here. Are house mice that are caught in a rat trap edible? Are there any diseases that they might carry that would keep the trapper from consuming them if cooked?
Edible or not, shoot, disease ridden or not, they are edible, right?
That's true.
Pretty much anything is edible. Name something that's not edible. Exactly. You can eat pretty much darn well everything. Now, whether it's good for you or not, that's a different question. So, if you catch a rodent, should you eat it? Depends. Did you smell it? How does it smell?
Are you 53 miles away from the nearest town?
Right. Are you in China?
Yeah. And you don't know how to order breakfast?
You need to ask yourself these questions first and foremost. You need to establish
dominance.
I think you've already established dominance. The rat is in the trap, and I think it's dead. Sure. So you've done a good job at that. But you need to get your bearings. I was going to say, also, do you have kids? Do you need to share this rat? Can you afford to get sick if you do eat a bad rat?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about dollars and cents when it comes to you, huh? You're not worried about it if that guy's entire family gets dysentery. It's, whether or not you can make a buck tomorrow and show up for the company store.
Well, yeah, it all comes down to that cold, hard dong.
Well said. I think you have to be pretty down in the dumps to be considering eating a rat. Sorry about that. I'll misspeak.
Rat. Welcome to the rapping bit, guys. This is the freestyle rapping bit where we go off the chains. Okay, Prestonian, I'll drop a beat.
Mice and raps go in the traps. I'm in the trap.
Thank y'all for tuning in for the rapping bit. Rapping. We will see y'all again next week. We're going to keep the podcast going, though.
Perfect. I would say don't eat the rat. If you're to a point where you're in a life death situation and you need to eat a rat, I would say go ahead and just steal something. Go ahead and steal from a store, gas station, whatever. Get a bag of chips and survive that way. I don't think you should be eating rats. I think maybe you get rabies and then you're double dead because you starved and you got rabies.
Do you not think rabies will get you maybe extra strength that you need to maybe start?
No, my friend.
Applying that to that construction job, they see that little craze in your eyes. Right? They're like, oh, this guy can move some weights around for sure.
He's got some passion. I don't know what it is about this kid, but he's got some passion in his eyes.
Yeah. So then you get the job. Then you're doing what three times the men on your crew are doing.
Which is good because your life expectancy is three times as less, you know?
Sure. Probably a little more than that too. But you're all of a sudden you're getting promotions left and right? You're climbing the corporate ladder. They have no idea you have rabies and you can't sleep at night and you can barely think straight. But you're lifting weight that you've never lifted before. You're setting PRs. You're getting the girls. You're going to the nightclubs. You're partying, right? You're having the time of your life. Maybe rabies is not such a bad thing after all.
I think you have a completely misconstrued idea of what rabies is. I don't think it will give you any of these things. You're describing it as like you just took that pill from Limitless and you're all over the place. You're getting everything you ever wanted.
Right? Your brain is open to 90% of your brain capacity. You're using it.
Yeah.
You can see things you haven't seen before. Right?
Sure.
Why don't we give everyone rabies?
Well, you're probably hallucinating. I don't think that gets you a promotion. I say don't eat the rat. That's my official advice.
And I say go ahead, go rabies limitless mode on them. Get the promotion, climb the ladder, get the girl, buy the mansion, move to China.
Bright side over this bright side of the podcast. We're talking about the bright sides of our weeks. Connor, it is only 5 minutes into the podcast and we're already going to the bright side. what happened to you this week? Why do you got a smile on your face? And how is that trail mix, by the way? Because you've just been going ahead and you've been munching on that the whole podcast willy-nilly.
Man, trail mix is hitting the spot. Very, very good. I got a smile on my face because, like you said, we've been doing this podcast for approximately maybe like 10, 15 minutes. And sure, we're going to shave about 8 or 9 minutes off that because we were jambling in the beginning like we usually do. So we got, 4 minutes of content on our hands. And now we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, I'm going to title this episode 4 minutes of content.
I like it. It's the bright side of my past week. I went to go visit Prestonian in the flesh over the weekend. And so I was able to Yeah, just hang out. We had a good time. I got there Friday, and I think this was definitely one of the highlights, was playing Dominion and then Beat Saber. Beat Saber was so much fun. Prestonian had a couple friends over.
Of course.
And so we were all huddled up in the living room, and one person was playing Beat Saber, and all the others were seeing what the guy that was playing Beat Saber was seeing. And it was really cool. It was a very, very fun way to start the weekend. And then the rest of the weekend, hung out, went to go see Dune 2, which was a pretty confusing movie. I've heard really good things about it, but I really didn't. It was hard to follow for me. So anyways, good weekend. Oh, and I got a nice Pokemon card.
Look at this. PSA. Go ahead and show that off to the video watchers.
Watch this. Look at this.
Boom, that's focused. That's a Gym Mint 10 Venusaur EX Ultra Rare, number 182.
PSA graded 10, baby. But that doesn't even scratch the surface of this bad boy that I picked up. I'm going to get this PSA graded. If it comes back as a 10, we're looking at 150 to 200. And 50 big boys. Look
so
at this
for
bad
the
boy.
Listener at home, Connor pulled a Pokemon card out of his wallet that's been stashed in his wallet for, I think, 7 years. This is from 2015. It's actually a really valuable card in that good is. Condition. But since it's been living in his wallet, it's not really worth much. It's worth like about $10. If it was in good condition, it would be like $180 to $200.
Yeah. So I've been holding that. I'm going to send it in to get PSA graded. And like Prestonian said, it's been living in my wallet, so I've been keeping it safe from all the weather, all the elements, and so I'm hoping that it pays off.
Yeah, sure. It didn't get rained on, but it's almost folded in half at this point. Well, that's cool. Yeah, it was good to see you this weekend. The Beat Saber stuff was fun. It's kind of hard to say my bright side now when you already said like all the points, and I was trying to come up with something unique.
So you had nothing good going on this weekend?
I did. You just kind of, you said it all. You know what I mean? It's like, what do I add to it?
Cause
like,
what about the Panda Express?
Sure. Yeah.
What about Panda Express? We drove in the car a lot together.
That was, car rides. That was nice.
And we sat on the couch. Remember, we sat on the couch, late night talks. We just put the devices down. We disconnected to connected. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I remember you gave us all a speech. You know, we hadn't been on our phones all night. You were on yours off and on. And, you know, at one point you'd put down your phone, you'd put away Clash Clans, and you said, hey, isn't this nice? You know, when we don't have devices in our face and we can just, it seems like these things, they're made to connect us, but they separate us. And you kind of went on this long speech about, you know, connection, which, you know, me and the gardener thought was a little ironic. But nonetheless.
And I don't want to take responsibility for this turnaround in your life, but I know you said, you know, off air, you said, Connor, that speech really inspired me. I'm going to start working out hard and start getting into running again and try to put away all that junk food that I've been eating. And these drugs have been messing with my mind. I don't want rabies anymore. And drinking. Yeah, he's showing his wine. He's drinking some wine right now. And so he mentioned all this off air, and I thought it was really humbling to hear that. Just one, it's crazy how one simple speech can resonate with someone so deeply.
Isn't it? And this is really fun too, because our podcast is becoming less questions and more bright side every day, which is good because it implies that our weeks are so bright that we just can't stop rambling on about them. And we don't have a lot of, sure, you know, it makes less improv, you know, responses to random questions on the internet.
Uh-huh.
But you it know, does. People get to sit here and just listen to us, just kind of chat. And what's better than this?
Well, we're chatting the whole time, right?
Yeah. So. I mean, what's better than just two guys just sitting down, just kind of hashing it out, just kind of putting their differences. Oh, you know what? My bright side. My bright side was we played Dominion, and we had a little quarrel for a second there, okay? Because Connor was trying to imply that this rule was in place, and, right, he's winning the game, right? And he's about to cash in and get, like, a million victory points in one round. And I'm like, hold your horses, okay? This seems illegal to be this good at this game. And so I call him out, right? And everybody's shocked because who's going to call out this guy? You know, he's six times my size, and he's angry, and he's been drinking. So who's going to call him out? But I'm going to call him out, right? Good. I'm glad he's bigger than me. I'll still call him out. So I called him out like the sheep he is, and I said, you know, this is illegal. You can't be doing this. And he sticks to his guns, right? He starts getting a little upset. He's firing back. No, this is how we always play it. This is how we always play it. I play all the time. You don't know what you're talking about. I own every expansion. And so, you know, he's getting angry, but I'm fighting back. And, you know, at the end of the day, I got the 50-50 on it, right? I called him out for two rules. We only settled on one. Turns out he was right about the one that he, you know, initially said. He might have been right about both. We never really figured that out.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I slowed him down a little bit. Sure, he still won the game by a large margin, not even close. In fact, I think I got fourth out of six, so I wasn't even close. But nonetheless, I kind of slowed his roll there, and you know, I felt pretty good about that. So that was my bright side.
I'm glad your bright side was challenging me, and and even though, like you said, I'm five times your size, you know, the church mouse stands up to the gorilla bear.
Are you the gorilla bear in this situation?
It's a gorilla bear hybrid.
You know, I'd love to be a church mouse, okay? I don't know if you ever read David Goggins, but I'm happy to take a humble pill. Good, right? If you start at the top, you're not going to get anywhere, okay? All you see is flowers and heavenly substance, and I'm not like that. I'm in the weeds. I'm in the swamp. And once I crawl out of this hellscape, it's going to be no stopping me. This church mouse is ready for vengeance.
Well, you've been in the swamp for a while, huh?
Yeah, I'm like a gator swimming in the swamp, except for I'm a minnow next to the gator in the swamp, and I'm dodging the gators, ready to be one day when I eat enough shrimp. So that's kind of where my mental's at. Anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. This has been an episode of I Wasn't Asking You. This episode comes out Wednesday, just like they come out every Wednesday.
Deuces.
Peace.